and welcome to this latest podcast from the Retail Energy Code. My name's Paul Rock, and I'm the Head of Communications for the Ret Code Manager team. I'm joined today by Lydia Bentley, one of our team of knowledgeable change analysts, and Lydia is going to be speaking us through how one particular industry issue is progressing through the REC change process. Just to remind our listeners, a REC issue can be raised by anyone who has identified that there's a problem or an opportunity that likely falls within the scope of the REC, but where the right solution is perhaps not yet crystallised. Once an issue has been raised, the code manager will work with the proposer to fully define the problem and will then work closely with industry stakeholders, including at meetings of our monthly change issues group, to identify the most appropriate way to resolve it. It could be that the issue ultimately becomes a change proposal and results in a change to the code itself, but there are other options open as well that could see the issue progress in a different direction. And the issue we're referring to today is of particular interest to gas market participants, specifically meter asset managers and suppliers. We're talking about I-196. That's the review of metering asset data transferred from MAMS to the Central Data Service Provider, or the CDSP. Lydia, welcome to our podcast. Please tell me, why has this issue been raised at this time, and what industry problem is the proposer looking to solve?
Thank you, Paul. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me in today to talk about, I think, a really exciting issue, as you said, affecting gas market participants. So this issue has been raised following on from some work conducted by the REC Performance Assurance Function of the REC Code Manager. It was an investigative piece of work conducted last year looking into mismatches in data items relating to gas metering assets, or gas meters to you and I. If you'd like to find out some more about the background of this issue, you're able to do so by downloading the relevant papers from the April 24 meeting of the REC Issues Group, and those are linked on the change register page for I-196. However, as a brief summary, I-196 is looking into data items, so pieces of information about gas meters, and how sometimes there are mismatches between how a data item is held by the MAM, the metering asset manager, and how that same data item is held by the CDSP. So what are we looking to actually address with I-196? As I'm sure you can gather, these data item mismatches aren't good. They result in poor consumer experiences and poor consumer outcomes, as they can affect switching and billing processes. When these mismatches occur, it can be less clear what the correct version of that data item is, which means that if that data item relates to things like meter readings, for example, or other billable attributes, the consumer may get sent information regarding their meter that isn't correct. It's also not great for the suppliers and MAMS handling this as well, and for the CDSP, as they're to take time out of their otherwise busy schedules to try and work out where is this mismatch occurring and correcting it. All in all, this is an issue that affects consumers, it affects REC parties, and it affects the REC service provider, the CDSP, so we're very keen to look into this to see how we can resolve it.
Fantastic. Certainly seems critical for helping us drive towards improving that end-to-end gas consumer experience. So, Lydia, perhaps you could tell me where this issue is within the current stage of its life cycle. Why are we telling this story now, and what requests are we making of our stakeholders at this point in time?
Thank you, Paul. It's an excellent question. This issue is very early doors currently. This is currently in what we're calling the solution development phase, which for any of you who follow the change process, I'm sure you'll be familiar with. So, what we're doing now is we're exploring this problem, we're digging in, and we're working out exactly where does this problem happen, where is it occurring, and we're trying to go into a real sort of laser focus to work out how can we really target our solution options to fit this and to resolve this problem. What we know so far is that there are data item mismatches, as I've described. What we don't know, and what the data we've collated in the first place doesn't tell us, is two things. First of those things is, where are these problems occurring? So as I mentioned earlier, there is a pathway of data transmission from the MAM to the supplier, to the shipper, to CDSP. We don't know where in this pathway these mismatches are occurring. The second thing we don't know is what data items themselves are being affected. So we have a broad sense of the number of data items across the entire sort of portfolio of gas market data are being affected, but in terms of the actual specific items, we don't know which ones they are. So we're very keen to find this out as well. For example, are the affected data items mainly relating to critical billing systems, such as meter readings, or are they in areas that are less critical relatively, such as meter location, for example? We are launching an information request to liaise directly with the rec parties involved to understand why. So our approach is that the best people suited to help us work out where these problems occur are the people who work with this data and experience these processes every day, MAMS, suppliers, and the CDSP. We think this is going to be really valuable in forming our solution development approach. So what are the things we're asking for in this information request? We're hoping to understand what you perceive as the problem here, where you feel these problems are occurring on the MAM to CDSP timeline, what sort of problems do you think they are, which processes do you think are affected, which market messages do you think are affected, what do you think could be done about them? We're very keen to get thoughts on solutions, both in terms of quick win approaches, but also maybe some longer term, more structural changes to the energy market architecture here. So really, just to summarize, our approach with this information request is we know there are problems, we want to understand where the problems are happening, and we know that the best people to tell us that is the people who are directly involved in this day to day. We think a real sort of hand-in-glove approach of you, the user, is the best way to create a solution that's going to work for everybody and has the best possible positive impact for consumers and rec parties long term. That is our information request approach. We're very, very keen to hear from you guys. It's out now. It was published on the 6th of February. It's going to last the entire month. So it's going to close at the end of the day on the 28th of February. If you have any questions about how to complete this information request, or if you need extra clarity or anything, or if you want to sit down and discuss it with us, we're really open to that. So I'm happy for you guys to reach out to me personally. But otherwise, really looking forward to seeing your responses at the end of the month, and grateful to Paul and the rest of the RecComms team for having me today to talk about such an exciting issue and such an exciting approach we have in order to inform our solution development design.
Thank you, Lydia Bentley, Lead Change Analyst for issue 196. Thank you for keeping us all informed about this very interesting issue under the rec change process today. That's all we have time for on today's podcast. However, if you have any feedback or questions about the content of today's episode, please do drop us a line to inquiries@recmanager.co.uk. We'll see you on the next one. Thank you very much and goodbye.